Coach's Insight continuing here tonight. Care 93.7, week six of high school football is tomorrow night. We continue to roll along through our coaches here tonight. Now we talk Jefferson County North. That is with head coach Jeff Schneider. It is presented by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, your teams look pretty well the last couple of weeks, and last week, no exception there. You get a big win, 42-7 against Oskaloosa. Obviously, week three, you had the loss against Wabunsee, but since then, back-to-back impressive wins. What really has stood out to you about this team here in the last couple of weeks?
Well, it felt like, you know, as you hit your stride down the season, you start to gel a little bit, and you just get more reps, more practice time. Said this for the last couple of weeks, we've had better practice as well too. So than we were at the early portion of the season. So that's you know, you may not see the improvement when we get to game. I think guys are getting more comfortable, able to expand our playbook here as we head down the stretch is what our hope is.
And what more specifically about the Oskaloosa win last week that kind of stood out to you?
Well, I thought our offensive line has been playing really well. You know, we've been, like I said, when it comes to gelling, I think that does take a little bit of time, and we've been starting to show some improvement there for sure. I think our skill positions, we kind of got a rotation down at this point. You know, early on we were shuffling a few guys around and then had some injuries and that sort of thing. So I think we kind of gotten back into a groove of us just getting continuous reps and getting a little more comfortable in that regard.
And we've talked about Grady Knoll, and he had another great game last week and accounting for all six touchdowns for you. Two in the air, four on the ground, and very efficient in the passing game as well with his legs as well. Just what's been the most impressive part about his game here in the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, we've had a little bit of improvement in our passing game, which is good. You know, Grady's his first year quarterback there, so we've had as the progression's continuing through the season, we've seen him improve in that regard. You know, you say that, and I hear you here talk about him with those touchdowns, and I said this to the team. You know, when I'm calling plays during the game, I'm really not paying attention to who's working on the end of it. I'm just paying attention to what's working. And, you know, the plays we've been calling for him have been a success. So, you know, a lot of that, like I said, goes back to guys up front, goes back to the other 10 guys on the field. But Grady's been having a terrific year for us. So, you know, really pleased with him and with his growth and development.
What's the overall takeaway right now with the district? And you have three teams going into tomorrow night's action at 3-0, or correction, 2-0, but three teams undefeated still in district play. Your team is one of them. The team you play tomorrow night, St. Mary's, is another one of those three teams. What's the overall takeaway, what you've seen from this district as a whole?
Well, I think there's just a lot left to be determined. You know, I think we have some very, very good teams in there. You talk about our opponent upcoming here with St. Mary's. You know, they play in a tough league. They're a drop down from 2A, brand new opponent to us as well. You know, they're returning a lot of guys on their skill positions, a lot of guys across the board up front for them. So, you know, yeah, a lot left to be determined down the stretch here, but a lot of unknowns for me as well too. So, you know, we are in the district portion here, right, mired where we wanted to be, and that's hoping for our home game week 9. So we control some of that, and we just want to continue to play well heading down the stretch.
JCN, St. Mary's, and Mission Valley, the other team at 2-0 in district play. And let's talk specifically about the Bears. You mentioned a drop down from 2A. They're just so, so good, so talented. Only losses this year to Rock Creek and Silver Lake. They got wins over Rossville, Oskaloosa, and most recently Valley Falls. I mean, what's really just the one thing that really stands out about this team as you kind of watch them on film?
Well, I think offensively, they're balanced. You know, they run it well, and they can throw it well as well. You know, they're very balanced across their skills. Defensively, it's some of the fronts that we've seen before, but I think they're you know, they have not just some athleticism, but a little bit of size mixed in with some of that as well at spots. So, you know, it's going to be a terrific challenge for us. There's no doubt. You know, we felt like the early portion of our schedule, we played some tough teams. Obviously, they did as well. And hopefully, you know, it's going to be in for a good game here this upcoming Friday.
And you mentioned a new opponent to you, so not one that you're ultimately familiar with, except for kind of the preparation throughout the course of this week. But when you watch them and just kind of see how they do things, whether it's scheme or just how they kind of handle their business, is there a team that kind of resembles maybe a more familiar team that you're used to seeing?
Probably closer in the lines. You know, not the same schematics. But I thought Wabunsee was very big up front, Effingham as well, and had good size, but also had good size at their skills. So not just athleticism at the skills, they had good size at those positions as well, too. And, you know, I think all three of those teams have a lot of things in common when it comes to that regard. They're different in their schemes, but as far as the athletes that are running them, there's a lot of similarities.
Well, let's talk about keys and expectations to this one. Monster district game against a very good team. What's it going to take to kind of hold serve on the road and keep that district record without a loss to it?
Well, the one thing we've been stressing to our team the last several weeks is conversion rate, third down conversion. You have the opportunity to continue the drives and move the chains and keep the football. We've gotten better at that, over the last couple weeks, obviously. The thing that we need to cut down on, and we talked about this as well, the thing we need to cut down on is our penalties. You know, last week, you know, good game in a lot of standpoints, but we had double-digit penalties, and that is just too many. You're giving away free yards, and what we're finding is a lot of those penalties are more hurtful to us because they, you know, come in like a procedure or a hold on offense, that sort of thing. Putting us in bad down and distance. We've got to stay out of those situations moving forward, and that's been something we've been trying to stress through our practices.
Very important district game coming up. Battle of 2-0s in district. It will be St. Mary's playing host to Jefferson County North. JCN head coach, that is Jeff Schneider. He joins us each week, and it's brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck tomorrow night against the Bears, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Hey, thanks.